There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the bill we got? I mean, the bill we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile, hour number two on this Thursday. Glad you're along. Remember, streaming live at FMTalk1065.com. Also get podcast show schedules, all that kind of good stuff over on the website. Let's do this story right here because it's a specific story, and then Dalton will be nodding in there, and it's my, I guess, lament or not a lament, a question. Okay, wait, first of all, I'll give you the story. Set the stage here. Now, this is coming from the Sun, the U.S. Sun. You know, the U.K. had the Sun. Now, it's the U.S. version. Stateside. Uncle Sam version of the Sun. Headline. Close encounter UFO mystery deepens as American Airlines doesn't deny spotting and says talk to the FBI about this UFO. Do you realize, okay, I'm going to come back to that, but I mean, have I looked through all the stuff that came from the Pentagon about UFOs? No. Is the fact that they dropped a metric ton of documents about UFOs significant to me? Yeah. Okay, so this story says specifically here, this is last weekend. It says American Airlines has not ruled out that one of its jets encountered an apparent UFO over New Mexico last weekend. The passenger airline today verified a radio transmission from flight 2292 Cincinnati to Phoenix at about 1 p.m. Central Time on Sunday, which heard a pilot claim the unidentified object was flying right on top of them. So this is not some glance off the side. It's right on top. So Steve Douglas, an experienced radio interceptor and blogger named Deep Black Horizon, sure, he's got a page on one of those, you know, where there's websites you can go and listen to air traffic control and all that, I'm sure. So his handle's Deep Black Horizon, claims to have heard the strange transmission while recording from his arsenal of scanners. Said, "Do you have any targets up there? We just had something go right on top of us," the pilot said in the radio transmission. Quote, "I hate to say this, but it looked like a long cylindrical object that almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing moving really fast. It went right over the top of us," end quote. So these are quotes from the pilot. Speaking to Fox News in a statement, American Airlines verified the transmission is from flight 2292, but said the channel should, quote, contact the FBI for additional information. So think about this. If this was, so this guy, Deep Black Horizon, that's Steve Douglas's handle there online, posts this audio up, okay, and says it's from this flight, that they're seeing a UFO. Then, of course, the few journalists left out there actually contacted American Airlines and said, that's their job, right? Say, so, okay, we got this guy saying this is from your flight. American Airlines says, yeah, that's transmission, that's the audio. But you need to contact the FBI. So here we go. Next part of it. So the U.S. Sun has now also contacted the FBI for further comment. Quote, "Following a debrief with our flight crew and additional information received, we can confirm this radio transmission was from American Airlines Flight 2292 on February 21st. An American Airlines spokesperson told Fox News in a statement. Okay. So the audio... They're not going any further in it, but they're saying, yes, this is audio from our pilot on this flight. Okay, the mysterious incident, they go on here to say, occurred at 36,000 feet. I mean, that's tray tables down, right? I mean, you're enjoying a biscotti and a, what's the, a fresca up there. Said the strange encounter, which happened in a remote region west of Des Moines, involved American Airlines Flight 2292, an Airbus A302, so not 320, 302. Plane was apparently traveling at 406 miles an hour at the time. Okay, now they're just filling up space so they can put more embed ads on this. I said New Mexico is home to the White Sands Missile Range, which is located in the southern part of the state and is described as the Department of Defense's largest fully instrumented open-air range. Scott Stearns of the White Sands Missile Range said, y'all wait for it, no test took place on Sunday, and pointed out that there is a distance of around 400 miles between the missile range and where this occurred. He said, we have no idea what it could have been. If anything similar has been sighted in that area before, we don't know. By the way, this story, now here's the addendum to it. This news comes after a string of strange incidents involving UFO-like objects flying close to passenger jets. And they go linked to these other stories. Now, in the news cycle that we exist in now, with the vitriol out of Washington, could the Pentagon dump a bunch of papers about UFOs and then pilots report UFOs and it is not making top news many places other than here? What the heck?
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Hey, y'all. Welcome back. It's Midday Mobile. You can get to your calls and text next at 343-0106. I want to talk to my buddy Angelo. Y'all need to talk to him, too, at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. If you're thinking about precious metal, this is a place to go. Number one, to buy and sell. Number two, to get an education like I have over the years. Angelo, thanks for being on with us and talk about it. Where are we on precious metals this week?
Well, it's interesting because this week gold is down a little bit. It's in the 1770s, maybe 1800. Silver is still hovering under 28, around 2740, 2750 right now. The demand has still been extremely strong on both of those metals. And the irony is this, when we talk about it being down, it's down from the last few weeks. It's been up and down. But it is so much higher than it was the same time last year. We've had a lot of people, you know, asking questions or bringing stuff in. They had us appraise something a year ago. We're appraising it today, and they're seeing a 20, 30, 40% increase in the value, and they're just blown away.
This is great. What you had talked about, too, is the idea of a hedge, and the value of a hedge is its slow mobility. I may not use the right term, but it's slow to move, right?
All right, it's a very solid, stable asset. And like you said, it's something that's slow to move, and you want that. You don't want to sit there and panic because today it's up 100% and tomorrow it's down 150%, and you're freaking out because, you know, you've made money, you've lost money. You want something that's there when you need it, and it's pretty much that rock. It's that solid foundation that you want to be able to depend on. And for years, gold and silver have been exactly that. Now with all this concern of inflation and all this money being spent on all sorts of things, gold and silver prices are slowly and steadily starting to climb, and people are seeing a lot of activity, a lot of new buyers getting into the precious metal markets right now.
All right, so we can come in and buy precious metals from you in a raw form, in a collector form, but y'all also are obviously looking to buy precious metals yourselves.
Oh, we certainly are. If somebody's got a coin collection or a jewelry collection, even small currency, maybe some gold and silver bullion, and they've been sitting on it for a while, now they're ready to get out of it and do something else, come by the shop. We'd love to talk to you. I'd love to evaluate your collection and talk to you about what your options are and how to get the top dollar out of those options.
All right. Tell folks how to find you.
Yeah, we're in Midtown, 2204 Government Street. Of course, you can always call us, 725-1590, or you can check us out from the safety and comfort of your own home at mobilebaycoins.com.
Thanks, Angelo.
Have a good one, Sean.
You too. Angelo checking in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. I could talk about it. So the story just popping up here. So didn't we talk about earlier in the week? So Amazon's going, look at us. We're $15 an hour. And aren't we great? And then now Costco's come out and said, we're $16 an hour. Hey, listen, if these private retailers want to raise the average wage there, the starting wage, I'm for that. Once again, just because I have my issues with the questions about the minimum wage move and what it means for jobs in this country. If private businesses want to raise wages for their workers, I'm all for that. That's great. That's good stuff. But and then some So hopefully, like, Amazon will come back. Oh, yeah, Costco? Well, we're going to 17. It's good for folks if they want to do that and they can handle it and their business model, have at it. But does that matter? Does my obsession with dealing with Iran matter if we got dang UFOs flying around? We've talked about this over the years on the show in the past, but, and I'm a cynic's cynic, and you could probably take a poll here around the station that I am a cynic about. Anybody who rolls up with a fresh conspiracy theory on the show will probably agree with me as well that I'm a cynic. Okay. So I don't know what's going on, but when the Pentagon drops the metric ton of documents about the UFOs and nobody pays attention to it, why? If now we got this, and who knows what the, and the UFO just means unidentified flying object. Is it Martians trading out since we've got the, you know, probe on Marsha, on Mars? Do they say on Marsha? That's what we should call it, Marsha. No, we got the probe going on Mars. So they say, oh yeah, well, we're going to send something over there. I have no idea. It's just an unidentified flying object. Could be a lot of different things. But the days of saying, well, there's no such thing as UFOs, they're all identified, they just don't want to release it. Pentagon released it. Then you get a story like this. You have, so it comes out at first. Here's, what was his name, his handle? Black Canyon or something like that, this guy in this story. Get a guy online. Deep Black Horizon. Okay. So he's a radio interceptor. I have one of those sites. You've heard them before, right? You can go to websites and listen to scanner chatter. Reminds me of my early days in this business where the scanners were all in the break room. So he posts the scanner chatter up from American Airlines flight on Sunday where the guy says, I just saw a UFO. It did this, that, and the other. He posts this and people are like, yeah, sure. They contact American Airlines and they say, yeah, that's actually our audio. But you need to talk to the FBI. Then they talk to the people at White Sands Missile Range, which is 400 miles away from where this happened. And on top of that, they said, no, we weren't doing anything. Truly, why am I worried about what Costco's paying an hour? if we've got the Vulcans coming here. The Romulans are coming here, right? Who knows what it is, but it seems to be, and we have done some great shows in the past. I've gotten some calls over the years that were really compelling. I got somebody stayed on the phone half an hour with me one time talking about what came outside their window. I mean, they described this thing, and it's fascinating. I myself have never seen any of this stuff. Somebody said UFOs are the Bigfoot's preferred mode of travel. Probably makes sense. So I'm the guy that, like, I'm not on any of these. Like, I don't see any of the stuff, all the phenomenon. You can list them out, you know, so-and-so from ghosts to Black Panthers to Chupacabras to Bigfoots to UFOs. I've seen nothing like this. And I spent a lot of time out in quiet places by myself where I could imagine I don't see any of it. But when the Pentagon dumps this stuff and we get story after, why this doesn't launch into outer space in a discussion, I don't know. Like I'm saying, this is not the UFO show, never has been the UFO. I've had some conversations over the years, but why is this not, can y'all help me? Why is this not bigger? Is it too much to think of? You'd rather think about, which we do right here, the battle going on in Washington or what's going on in Montgomery. If we do have these things flying around, how important is whether we have lottery and casino gaming and sports betting? I mean, and also, do you think, if you are on the conspiracy track and you think, it's real and it's not just UFOs, it's like aliens, and do you think they're easing us into this like a toe into a cold pool or something like that? They're like, okay, just a little bit more information. All right, they'll establish a new normal where more people think that. Maybe we should do that as an online opinion poll question. Dalton, do you believe, not have you seen it or anything, do you believe there could be UFOs? Because at this point, people say, that's ridiculous. Well, so did the Pentagon make up all the stuff that they, I mean, what the heck is going on with this? Let's see. Lots of texts coming in here, but I want to grab some calls, too, so you can hop on at 343-0106. So, unnamed texter said, best conspiracy. The government is allowing information about UFOs to slowly leak out and increase to make people even more aware of their presence. At some point in the near future, there will be a fake alien invasion using the new deepfake video technology and holograms. This will be used as cover to make an immediate one world government so humankind can be put up a united fight against these invaders. Whoever you are, you need to start working on a treatment. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to write the whole screenplay, but work on a treatment there. That's you give government a little more credit than I do there for their plans there. But interesting. But like halfway down, I'm in the conversation with you. You lose me at some point. But the idea of maybe slowly letting things out, like putting your toe in the cold pool or something like that, or the hot tub or whatever it is, maybe there's something to that. But how would that? Here's my thing on conspiracies like that. How would that be a government policy? I ask this about all these widespread conspiracy theories people call with, and they say, oh, this, that, and the others. People can't keep a secret inside the presidential cabinet. You know, unnamed sources say this. Leaks say this. You're telling me that there's these huge conspiracies that are laid out, and I'm to believe that nobody just screwed up and said, all right, y'all, I found out this, that, and the other. Telling the guys down at the bar or something. I just don't believe it. But do I think there's something to this? Yes. See, this unnamed texture. You're the person. He says, I've seen both Black Panthers in Alabama and ghosts in the woods hunting in Mississippi. So, see, I just never see any of this stuff. I don't see this. Okay, Terry said, define UFO. Terry, I just define it as what they do, right? The acronym for unidentified flying object. Said alien spacecraft or just an unidentified flying object? Yeah. But in the Pentagon stuff, in the little bit that's been released there, even in those papers, and I mean, actually, there's been a bunch released, but I have read very little of it. But the excerpts I've seen, there are some parts where they're admitting to, like, they don't know what something is that they have. That admission, to me, is wild. You say, well, they've gotten technology that's from Russia or somewhere. But come on, we have some idea after a decade or so goes. They could have, if some enemy out there or some foreign power had some kind of technology we hadn't figured out yet, yeah, for a week or two or a month or two, we might be like, we can't identify this. But through reconnaissance and time and spying, we could figure out. And they're saying there's stuff they don't know what it is. So, I don't know. David says, with the way that Washington, D.C. leaks, like a mother's... Can you say that? So the way D.C. leaks, like a mother to a baby's cry. I can't believe I just read that. Do we really think there's a coordinated effort by the government to control the flow of information about the aliens? I don't know. Just the fact, maybe they did one, maybe the Pentagon did this kind of like, you know how they do document dumps on Fridays? On Fridays where they do the big document dump and like whatever bad news they want to get out, you know, out of Washington or Montgomery or anywhere, they dump it on a Friday, hoping it cools off over the 2 days of the weekend and then people forget about it. Maybe the Pentagon saw, like, with all the stuff going on surrounding President Trump and what's happened there, they said, okay, hey, we've been wanting to drop this for a while. Let's go ahead and drop this now. Nobody will pay attention. And then we'll say, hey, we gave you the information. Just nobody looked at it. All right, it might take some calls here. I got calls holding on when we get back. Plus, my buddy Dale Leach from Landnap is going to join us. We talk some food trucks and some trains and some UFOs as well when we return.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, so it's 135 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile Thursday style. Glad to have you here. Coming up in a few minutes, we're checking in with my buddy Dale Leash from Landyap. First up, though, we go to the phones. We got tons of texts here too, talking UFOs and just this American Airlines story, and then the big info dump from the Pentagon about UFOs. And I just question why this doesn't get more attention. Now, Ricky is in Mobile. Ricky, can you help me with this?
Yeah, they're planning on a fake alien invasion so they can discredit the Bible. That's the Antichrist. Looks like that's his final display of, you know, to make people doubt the Lord Jesus and the Bible. And it's all coming true in Revelation. I mean, Revelation is being unfolded right before our eyes, the very end part.
What part? I mean, I'm looking for horsemen. Have you seen horsemen, or what have you seen, Ricky?
Well, I think the peace has been took with the virus. I think the virus is what took the peace, because ain't nobody got no peace because of the virus threat. And then the money threat, and now the mark of the beast. I know they're coming out with a chip. You got to take the chip or the vaccine. Eventually,
you keep saying that. You keep saying that, and I haven't seen that yet, Ricky. I know you have your own news sources.
It ain't come yet. It ain't happened.
But then how do you know? How do you know, Ricky?
How do you know? Because I look it up on the internet, on the websites of all the things that's going on. I keep up
website?
With every bit of it.
Yeah, what website? You look at? I mean, why is that? No, it hadn't come out, but you already got. You know what they're going to do before they do it.
Well, a born again Christian has the Holy Spirit, understands the Word of God, understands what's going to happen. And it's
no, but we're talking about the website.
Any.
Is it like a? What about the website?
Which website do you want?
You're the one saying you know this is happening. We're all going to have the chip here because you saw the website. So tell me where to get that. Where?
Bill Cooper on Facebook. He has his own website on Facebook and YouTube. They've been doing it. He's been studying for as long as he was a naval officer in the highest security office in the Navy. He has all the information, how they planned it, where they got the money. What do you think they spent $100 trillion on? Blue beam technology, green screen, everything. And I even believe AI. Joe Biden's an AI double. He's got black eyes, and he grew up with blue eyes, sky blue eyes. Now he has black eyes. They are so far ahead.
Okay, Ricky, let me stop.
Ahead in technology, Sean. Okay. I think they're 100 years ahead of us.
Okay, but if the technology is so good and they can make an AI version of somebody, why can't they keep the same eye color? Why was that? Why is the eye color?
I don't know. I thought that, too.
You know they have contacts. They have, like, Slash from Guns N' Roses. You ever listen to some Guns N' Roses, like, first album? Appetite for Destruction.
I wish we could ask him a question. We can't get him to ask no questions.
But no, I'm asking you a question. If they made an AI version of him, and the way you can detect it is his eye color change, couldn't they, with the technology to create the AI version, slap some contacts on him, like Slash from Guns N' Roses had the purple ones, but you could get blue, you could get green or brown. Why couldn't they just do that for the AI? Like, why was that technology what they couldn't accomplish?
Well, Nancy and Joe ain't too smart. You know what I'm saying?
No, but you just said they're smart enough to create AI technology to create another human being, right?
Do you
know
there's facsimile. AI double, Sean? Do you know that?
I don't. Tell me more about that. Maybe I'm an AI double.
AI has its own website and program. They're selling robots, sex robots all over China.
Sure.
China is so far ahead in technology. That's why they're bound to China now because they're so far ahead of us.
But how is the sex robot? That in your familiarity with sex robots, can you tell me how they are for eye color, and can you change their eye color?
I don't have a sex robot. I don't.
That's what they all say. I know, but they can change that. They can change the eye color on those, but not on the AI version of the president.
I tried to ask Joe Biden at the conference, but he wouldn't answer no questions. Every time he's through speaking, he just wobbles off. You know, never asks no questions. So I don't know if we're ever going to find out who Joe Biden really is.
But he's not. He's an AI. It's not even. He's only an advertisement.
I don't know that for sure, Sean. I said it's weird that his eyes are black when he grew up with blue sky, blue eyes. I mean, that's really.
So is he an alien? Is he an alien?
I don't. Sean, you're just trying to make me look like an idiot in front of me.
No, you're doing a great job yourself.
No, because you're a Freemason, and you control. You work for the devil, and you're part of the problem. That's why you deceive Mobile and everybody that listens to you. That's why they never know nothing, because Sean is part of the cover-up. So is Jeff Poore and Quinn Hilliard. That's why y'all say that there was no election wasn't stolen. Yeah, it was stolen. And Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell now is coming out that they knew about Antifa and Black Lives Matter dressed up as Trump supporters rioting at Capitol. Now that's coming out today. And I can't stop you or make you say what's really happening, Sean. You know what's really happening. Y'all will never allow the real truth to come out. And by the way, I believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and I'm born again by His blood for Him dying for my sins. And the earth is flat.
And seen. Ricky, thank you. Hey, if y'all will cut that before he starts mentioning other people, I don't want to give Jeff any credit or Quinn or anything. If you'll cut that there so I can use that in promo, because I was loving it until he started naming other hosts here, and I don't want to promote any of other hosts on the station. All right, so now let's all get a little sorbet, a little mouth cleanse there, a hot rag with lemon on it to cleanse your hands, and y'all say hello to Taylor Leash with Lan Yep and LanYepMobile.com. What's up, man?
Wow. Okay, I'm doing all right.
Did you know you'd have that kind of lead-in?
I mean, not really.
He's a hype machine. He's a straight-up hype machine. So I know that we won't be able to keep that pacing, but I got to ask you about some mysteries of the universe as well that you've been talking about at LanYepMobile.com. So can we go into that, some mysteries of the unexplained?
Sure, absolutely. Let's
food trucks. Food trucks. Now, last week, I missed this with everything going on, but we had ordinance come out on food trucks. For this, I do want to say before we go any further, I get it. If I owned a brick-and-mortar restaurant and I'm paying taxes and I'm doing all that stuff, and I'm also pro-food truck because there's a lot of delicious stuff there, but they get an unfair advantage in a food truck. I mean, if you're paying rent and all this and then somebody pulls up in front of your store and starts serving the same things you could, I get that. But I looked into this, the ordinance stuff you're reporting about. This is getting into, like, how many decibels you can have the Beastie Boys playing on your radio while you're serving food. I mean, break this down for us, like in delicious lunchtime size portions here. What happened here with the food truck ordinance?
Well, they've been working on this for 6 months, 8 months, a year, somewhere in that range. And the biggest regulation on there, you kind of got into it, that they wanted to prevent food trucks from pulling up right next to Heroes, let's say.
That's fair. That's fair.
Dishing out burgers or whatever. So the biggest regulation on here is that they can't be within 150 feet of a seating area for an outdoor seating area for a restaurant. So that kind of prevents that from happening. You mentioned the decibel level. They're going to monitor the decibel.
Who is doing that? Who is doing that? Like if I'm pumping the Macarena up with Sullivan's corned beef and cabbage wagon, who's going to come out there and monitor how many?
It all comes down to enforcement, right? And we know that the way the city enforces things, sometimes doesn't work out as well as they had thought of when they developed the law. But in this case, I'm sure that you'd hear complaints, and then those complaints would be forwarded to either municipal enforcement, probably municipal enforcement, maybe the police department, and that they would go out and tell somebody, hey, keep your music down, or if it keeps up, you're going to get fined, things like that. So that's kind of where they are on the enforcement issue. It's the way things are with all of the ordinances, junk cars, things like that. You usually have to make a complaint before they act on them, obviously. The decibel level is going to be restricted on not only like amplified music from your truck, but also from your generator. You can't have a very noisy generator. I think it can't be more than 65 decibels, which there aren't a lot of new generators that are that loud. So I don't know how big a problem that'll even be. You can't, obviously can't serve people, in cars. You can't take up more than two parking spaces, just basic stuff like that.
Okay. And there's a lot of the stuff that is, I looked at it, makes sense, it's fair. Just a basic kindergarten cleanup behind yourself,
absolutely.
That makes sense. Provide trash receptacle. Just the stuff that's like the one, this was interesting, to not solicit or conduct business with occupants of a motor vehicle. So,
right.
Is that like you park one vehicle And then if I come rolling up in the family truckster and want to like pull up next to them going the other way and hand like a drive through, or it's just been a problem?
Yeah, I guess that's, I mean, I've never seen it. And the way that most food trucks are positioned, I don't even know how that would work, because you'd have to like be driving on the sidewalk.
Okay. I'm just asking questions, so you can't use the city's utility connections, so you can't, splice in. I get that.
Right. Right. I would think that's self-explanatory. And I want to get into that a little bit. Food truck operators that I talked to were basically like, parking in front of a brick-and-mortar restaurant is rude and disrespectful.
Good.
And some of this other stuff's kind of like a no-duh sort of situation.
Well, that's why when I was reading your article and then reading the actual ordinance, that's what I'm trying to pull out of you. There's a lot of this that I'm like, of course you don't do that.
Right. Right. But there have been issues. Downtown, not so much now with the pandemic and not as many people working downtown as there used to be. But there used to be issues with food trucks being parked in front of businesses. And so that's why they've worked on this ordinance for so long to try to craft it and get it right. The current food truck people who are still in business have been longtime food truck operators. And they say this will make it harder for people who are starting out or people who aren't as well established, because you and I know that these trucks, rely on, as much as they rely on, traffic, like foot traffic, they also rely on repeat customers, like people who will go to their, social media page and be like, oh, you're going to be in Saraland today? I'm going to drive out to Saraland for lunch or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of a, for a new food truck, it's going to be a little bit harder now than it would have been to kind of establish yourself. And I think that was kind of the point I wanted to make in the story when I talked to other food truck guys.
Well, I mean, anybody, look, if the state's going to just award gambling to two entities, right, to run gambling in the state, why not, try to protect the people in the food truck business from any possible competition?
Right.
Did I say that out loud? I didn't say it. No.
I think there's a... I think that there's a sense that we'll get food trucks, more prevalent food trucks as soon as we, start seeing the levels of people return to downtown.
When there's a market for it.
Right.
That's it. All right. Coming right back, more with Dale Leach from Lanyap, lanyapmobile.com. Talk some trains coming up in just a second, and I'll talk about how you can get signed up for Lanyap. It's pretty darn easy for some of us, but he'll walk us through that. Coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Segment of the show brought to you by Omaha Steaks. If y'all have ever wondered what makes me tell you about Omaha Steaks being so darn good, or if you've had them, you know what I'm talking about, was the aging process. Omaha Steaks are aged at least 21 days. And that's where the magic happens. I'll say this. Unfortunately, at my house, they don't age much more than 21 days when they arrive, because pretty much they get lined up for dinner. You could do this. You can see what I've been talking about all these years. When you try these mouthwatering steaks in the Butcher's Bestseller Package at omahasteaks.com, do this. Enter my name, Sean, S-E-A-N, into the search bar and save over 50% and secure exclusive pricing included in this pack. Here you go. For their iconic fork tender butcher cut filet mignon, for ultra juicy burgers, for savory pork chops, for kielbasa sausages, for rich and decadent caramel apple tartlets, and a whole bunch more. And in addition to getting more than 50% off, you're also going to get 4 more of the chicken breast and 4 more of the delicious burgers for free. And I said this the other day, it really works for how your family does dinner, but all 4 of us aren't home on every night, and this kid has this. And the burgers and the chicken all individually packaged, so you can get out just what you need to cook that night for those members of the family at the house. So do this. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type in my first name, Sean, S-E-A-N. Do that in the search bar. Right there, just type it in. You'll see this special offer. Order the Butcher's Bestseller Pack today. Save over 50%, plus get the 4 free chicken breast and 4 burgers. It's omahasteaks.com. Your keyword there is Sean. All right, continue our conversation with Dale Leach from Lanyap, lanyapmobile.com. And remind folks, if they made that New Year's resolution to get signed up for Lanyap and they've not done it yet, it's fixing to be March. Better get popping. How do they do this?
Well, before that, I got a question. Do you get paid in meat? from that last sponsorship?
Yes. Yes, I get paid entirely in meat and meat product.
That sounds like a pretty good deal.
That's a fantastic deal because they can't tax it. Oh, they're listening.
And here's another great deal.
You
can go to our landyetmobile.com website and subscribe to our paper and our online our website. And it's for the website access, it's $1.50 a week, and you get everything that you would see in the print paper. You just don't have to, you don't have to sit and grab the print paper. You can sit at home and in your underwear and enjoy reading the great stories that we're producing here at Lanyap HQ. So I would highly recommend everybody subscribe and get all the content you want and need.
Yeah, the fewer items of clothing I'm wearing, the better your stories read. They really do. So I encourage you.
That's what I go for every week. That's what I go for.
Well, it's working. Something's working there. All right, let's talk trains. This Amtrak thing, this story has been... We've been talking about it. You and I have been talking about this. I've talked about it with folks from the Southern Rail Commission for, years. You can go back, deep dive. But where are we now? What's happening? I got confused earlier this week.
I mean, I guess anybody who's not like a humanoid robot probably is confused at this point. It's
are we getting a train? Are we getting passenger rail service or not?
I don't know. is the answer. Amtrak says that we are.
Yep.
The city and some of the other like the freight rails and the port, have some concerns. So I don't know. It's more of a wait and see sort of thing, and I don't think that some of the people that are in charge of the decision making really know what's going to happen at this moment. So,
This is killing me, brother. This is killing me. This is like when, because we've talked about the story, and then this week, like you said, you've got one entity saying, "Nah, it's going to happen," and then we have I pay more attention to the government closest to me, right? So to city government, and city government saying, "No, I gotta throw my money behind the city." I guess.
Well, here's the thing, John Sharp over at AL.com, our friends over at AL.com, and John Sharp wrote a really good story. The day that I sent my story to print, that saying the city was going to hold off on making any more financial decisions vis-a-vis the railroad. John Sharp got in touch with an Amtrak spokesman that said, we're going to be maybe as early as January 2022. You could see rail service from Mobile to New Orleans. And it was honestly a head scratcher for me because I'm like, somebody's not communicating with somebody is what it seems like. So, yeah, this goes back to when the city decided to give, I think it was $3 million, at least part of a matching grant for us. To design a station, build a station, they made that money contingent upon a collaborative study between the freight lines and Amtrak to see whether or not it was feasible and how much money it would cost if it is feasible. How many improvements would they have to make to the current freight rail lines? What impact passenger rail would have on freight rail operations and operations at the port? Well, that was, when that came up about a year ago, they said, in 6 months, we'll know the study will come out and it'll really open things up for us. Well, the pandemic hit and they kept delaying the study. And apparently Amtrak got tired of waiting. And so they came out this week and said, we're shelving the study. Study's not going to happen. We've got our own study that says we're good to go. We're shooting for 2022.
Okay.
So that's kind of where we are now. And then you've got, I talked to Judy at the port yesterday, and it's a sort of a situation like we really want them to finish the study because we don't know how much it costs. Their previous study was devoid of facts. I think that's exactly what, in a quote, that's exactly what she said, was devoid of facts.
Devoid of facts. No facts.
Yeah. And we really want to find out, how much this is going to cost to basically make everybody happy. It's as much a realistic look at numbers as it is kind of a negotiation between all sides, right? So, and plus you've got that money hanging out for a station that the city won't commit because they've already said that we're not committing it until we get the study that's been shelved. So
there's a catch 22 going on.
Yeah.
Well, and the city, if I remember, the city had pledged money if needed to be spent, right? It wasn't like that money's been allocated sitting there. It's like...
What you're thinking about, so Southern Rail Commission already has $33 million in CRISI grants, which are federal grants for infrastructure improvements related to the rail service. The city's money was going to be spent on a new station because they can't use... they were going to try to do like a platform at the convention center, and it doesn't look like that's going to happen. So they were looking at like a station at Brookley Field and some other locations. So that was going to go towards that. So that was going to be spent regardless. The other money you're talking about from the city would be operations wise, and that would be after the first year. Federal grants pay for the first year of operations, and then the city and the state presumably would have to pick up the tab after that. But the state, as we know, will not give any money towards that. So you could possibly see the city on the hook for whatever the railroad's going to cost down the line, and we don't really know. We don't know how much money it's going to make, or if it's going to make any money, if it's going to lose money. We don't know because it hasn't happened yet.
Right. Well, we'll find out whenever they get some collaboration between the two entities, I guess, or they have they have some research that has facts. But until that point, we'll follow your reporting over at Landnap and landnapmobile.com. As always, man, I appreciate it. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it.
All right, there he is. Hey, talk to you later. Dale Leach from Landnap joining us as we wrap it up here on a Thursday. Y'all think we should do this again? Let's do this again tomorrow. Y'all be here? I'll be here. Yeah, we'll do it again tomorrow. That online thing, fmtalk1065.com, it's pretty swell. I'll tell you what's tight and right on time is Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, of course. Check us out there as well. All right. Paul Feinbaum, next.